bother? Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, and then re-aired from 1 a.m. until 6 a.m., so no way to miss the broadcast, folks. We're talking about, 15 hours of the broadcast a day. No matter what time zone you're in, there's a good time for you to tune in and join us. All right, masses of news on torture, cloning. You're going to be eating cloned meat on the store shelves soon. Masses of news on what's happening with the economy. But right now, let's keep going to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Ontario, Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Alex. This morning, I wanted to talk to you about the upcoming decision early next week, I understand, from the Supreme Court in Washington on the Ten Commandments issue in the courts of your country. And I thought it might be a little off topic, but I think it's right on topic because the Supreme Court this morning delivered a decision which effectively throws out one of the Ten Commandments, the Tenth Commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property, and it leaves the Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal, hanging by a shred. I wonder if the season is the reason. If you reckon from the Passover weekend of Easter, today Moses would be coming down off the mountain with the tablets of the Ten Commandments. I think the Supreme Court is delivering a whole new law of commandments, little by little.
No, they love to do things through symbolism, and I mean, they are just butchering the Bill of Rights wholesale. And for those that just joined us, the Supreme Court ruled they can take your property even if it isn't for public works. Just some corporation wants it, they can steal it, not even give you the value.
Alex, am I right? Is the Supreme Court due to bring down a decision on the Ten Commandment issue?
I've heard that discussed. I've heard they did hear it, and it could be out any time.
Wow. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Yeah. I've gotten emails from so-called conservatives who go, George Bush didn't promote the Attorney General of Alabama that went after Judge Roy Moore. Bush was a four of the Ten Commandments. No, he wasn't. No, that's not true. I mean, again, you're just living in denial. Living in denial. Good points, Ian. George in Texas. George, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I think an important point is during the debate on the House floor, when Congressman Ron Paul stood up and said, well, let's obey the Constitution and get a declaration of war if we're going to go into Iraq. And Congressman Henry Hyde, the former chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said the Constitution is an antiquated document and no longer in effect.
Yeah, he said on the floor, I have the Washington Post article, and I never got the video of it, but he said it is an antiquated document and is not part of this debate. How dare you, in the well of the House, bring up the Constitution? Think of how radical that is. That's almost as radical as saying we shouldn't feed rotten animals to cows, that we should feed them grass.
Well, of course, I raise cattle, Alex. I don't know of any cattle producer that feeds his cattle meat.
Well, sir, a lot of those different types of cubes and different types of feeds that they give them on feedlots are made out of dead animals, sir.
Well, I'll check into that. But
no, that's well known. You didn't know about that?
Well,
you never heard of blood meal for a calf?
Well, we don't use blood meal or bone meal anymore. At least I don't.
Well, of course you don't. You're good. Hey, sir, you're in Texas. We got enough open range. Who wants to spend the money? It's up north where they do this.
I had another point that I wanted to make real quick.
All right, I'll let you. Yes, sir. That's what's caused Mad Cow is feeding meat products to the... I'll describe the process for you on the other side. I know a little bit about ranching too, brother. We got quite a few head of cattle in East Texas. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
There
word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. Back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. All right, I'm going to finish up in a few minutes here with George in Texas. Then we're going to go to Mark and Michael and John and Terry. But after I finish up with that caller, that first caller that's been holding that we're just talking to in the last segment, I'm going to get into the latest torture news, the communist Chinese acquiring or trying to acquire more and more big staple American companies. There's just so much here in my stack of stuff we haven't gotten to yet. We've been predominantly getting into the Supreme Court ruling that we're not just going to take your property for highways or schools or universities, we're going to take your property for anything we want, anything developers want to do. Just total into private property. And we're not going to give you fair value for it either. You know, those corporations want it, they can offer a price you're willing to pay, or they can build it somewhere else. Huge attack on the foundation of this country, private property. But the globalists are coming out of the woodwork, folks. They know they're in trouble. People are waking up to them, so they're just trying to overtly flaunt it. I mean, at every level, their provocateurs and agents are attacking patriots. At every level, they're trying to pass draconian laws and passing them. At every level, they're just flaunting it. And also, I want to get into this MIT article about the military revolution and affairs, or the revolution of military affairs, about the control grid they're building for us. I mean, they admit it. But before we go back to the calls and the news, Debbie Morrow, I haven't had her on in a few weeks, so now I'm going to have her on a couple times this week. We're always honored to have her. But especially because they've come out with a new line of the Black Berkey super filters made in America with stainless steel housings. really beautiful systems at ridiculously low prices. They also have the other models, the see-through models that are really nice. I've bought several of those. What, I bought three of those from Debbie and given some as gifts and keep the others. They do tens of thousands of gallons in their lifetime. They really cut the garbage out, unlike, you know, the cheap filter that comes on your refrigerator or the filter that comes in the coffee maker or the filter that you buy for $50. Or you can buy a cheap Indian or Chinese knockoff that's supposedly a gravity filter that admittedly cuts out almost nothing but bad taste. You just feel the elements of the knockoffs that cost the same amount. They're like a feather. You feel a black element or even one of their white British elements they've got. They are heavy. Debbie, good to have you on, my dear. I was told we had Debbie. maybe she's having phone lines.
I'm here.
Great.
Hi. I'm sorry I had the phone on mute while I was listening to your program.
Hey, that's okay. I go on so long, you never know when I'm going to go to you.
I know.
Windbag Jones. Debbie, tell us about the special first off and then the new products.
Well, of course we have our Berkey Light special, which is the Berkey Light for $259, and for being an Alex Jones listener, they get the Berkey Sport bottle and an auxiliary battery adapter, which is really handy because this is the time of year we have a lot of power outages, and you can actually just add four AA batteries and plug it into your Berkey Light base, and it'll give you up to 2 weeks worth of lighting by using those four AA batteries along with your Berkey Light base. So that's a real handy thing to have with it. It's $259 for that Alex Jones special. And to me, I mean, that's one of my favorites because I absolutely love the Berkey Light. It is just so convenient and pretty, and you can see your water levels, which I think is a huge thing for me because I'm so short and it's hard for me to peek into the top and see if it's full or not. But for those people who really love stainless steel, we now have our own stainless steel Made in America products, and you can get them in several different sizes now and with different combinations of the black filters, and I'll be glad to go over those with anyone that calls in. We're really excited about finally getting stainless steel available with our Made in America filters.
Now, what about that just crazy good deal? We should have gotten that a few years ago. I got a good deal, but not that inexpensive. I mean, when I bought a big Berkey, just a 2-galloner from a dealer, I paid like $320 5 years ago. You guys have got a 3-gallon stainless for $225.
That is correct. And excuse me, it can expand to 4 filters if they want, you know, later. But
how many gallons a day would 4 do?
4 gallons a day, well, it would do, but it would fill up in an hour, first of all. So, I mean, you know, you could get, you know, 3 gallons every hour if you stood over it and kept it full.
So,
you know,
24 times three.
Yes, that's like 75 gallons a day if you continually kept filling it and taking it apart.
So, if you owned a restaurant, you could filter all the water you use to cook food.
Absolutely, and we also have the 5 and 6 gallon Berkeys. So,
but the Berkey you're talking about is only about 2 feet tall.
That's right.
So it goes in the corner. It's great. Give Debbie a call right now. A bunch of different specials. If the phone's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back, or one of the other great gals in there will. 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com, BerkeyWater.com, and you've got all the specials up there, BerkeyWater.com, or 888-803-4438. And I guess, Debbie, you got to get with my webmaster. We need to get all these new specials up on InfoWars.
Right, we do. And people can link on to our new products under BerkeyWater.com, and they can see the new products. Another thing I did want to remind people, I've had several people call me and ask me about storing water recently. And they ask me, you know, how do I do it? And, you know, what do I do for precautionary to have extra water this time of year? And I'd like to just remind people that I keep barrels in my backyard. And, you know, I have those big blue barrels, and I have them full of water, and you change them out once a year, put a cup of chlorine bleach in it. And I just wanted to remind people that those are really great ways to have extra water. But don't filter the water before you fill them. You fill them. You filter the water as you go.
Exactly. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless. And that number, if you missed it, 888-803-4438. All right, is the caller we were talking to earlier, George in Texas, he's still there? George, go ahead and finish up what you were saying. Thanks for holding.
Okay, the second point I wanted to make, I've been involved a lot in private property rights issues in the past because where I used to live, I had a red-cockaded woodpecker in the area, and it blocked me from getting a power line down to my property. But that's the point I'm trying to make is on these condemnation-type lawsuits, there is no jury trial allowed. The Supreme Court made a ruling about 80 years ago.
Yeah, they have their own little special courts.
Right. Well, but what I'm getting at is even if you were to appeal it, there will never be a jury trial on a condemnation suit like this. So,
I know, and like predators, they're incrementally out there feeding on people, and we don't help our neighbor when it's happening to them, then it happens to us and nobody helps us. I mean, this is serious. As if things weren't already bad enough, now they're expanding it, my friend.
Well, it's expanding, and they are taking jury trials away from a lot of criminal proceedings. I testified back in May in the Texas Senate against the animal ID bill, where they want us to put some type of identification system on our cattle.
Which brings regulatory inspections into your farms.
Correct. And if the animal ever did get a disease, the first place they're going to come back to is to me instead of to the place that probably where they mixed my cattle in with cattle from foreign countries.
Exactly. Thanks for the call.
Well, I
appreciate it. Great point, sir. We got to move on. I mean, look, it's all over the local paper that whooping cough is exploding. And I couldn't believe it. They even admitted that it's illegal aliens. They had one example of 150-something living in one house. And whooping cough can kill babies. But then you look at the adverse effects of the whooping cough vaccine, which is famous for having really toxic effects. Statistically, it's even worse to give that to your child. Just don't put them in public school next to these illegal aliens, whether it's from Russia or Mexico. Predominantly, it is Latin America. I mean, we've now got 7,000 cases of that came out 2 weeks ago in the last year of leprosy. And before that, they'd have like 5 cases a year. 7,000 cases of leprosy? And yeah, they're bringing in all this cattle from England and places where they've had foot and mouth. I mean, it's just a matter. They had drills with the British Army 4 years ago in Texas and Minnesota of taking over and killing our cows with foreign troops. Just type that in. You'll get Dallas Morning News. I mean, you can't make stuff this weird up, folks. You cannot make stuff this weird up. I mean, I got the Richmond, Virginia article, AP, yesterday about martial law. Well, there's too much crime. Well, the crime rate's actually down 6%+, and even more than that from last year, but so what? One shooting's enough. You know, we got gangs here, and we got to have checkpoints and no more freedoms and curfews for everybody in Richmond, Virginia because the gangs. This is how they do it, and the caller is absolutely right. All right. We're going to break here in a minute, and I'm going to start plunging into the news as long as it takes. It'll probably take 15 minutes with the breaks, about 20. But at about 40 after, we should start going to your calls if you want to hold. Mark and Michael and John and Terry and many others, 800-259-9231. But I do need to get into this stack of stuff, as Lord Limbaugh calls it. And boy, is it a stack of stuff. U.S. uncovers torture at Guantanamo Bay. Well, so does the United Nations. So now if you talk about torture being bad, you're with the U.N. Pentagon sued by soldier over Gitmo beating. Also, Financial Times of London, Supreme Court, another little gift they're going to give us, set to rule that they can put cloned food, cloned beef, poultry, pork, cloned milk from cloned animals on your store shelves. That revolution in military affairs, I want to read a little bit of that. And also take some of your calls a little bit later. So stay with us, and it's all on. Well, that MIT article isn't on the website yet, but I think I'm going to try to find it online and put it on there. But all the other stuff is on InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available.
You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's plunge into the news here. WBOY-TV, police use a taser on an 82-year-old man. On Saturday morning, 82-year-old Alfred Jim Edwards reportedly urinated in Martins Ferry City Park. Police say they questioned him about the urinating, and he started to walk away several times, and finally, they say, he resisted arrest. Police then used a taser on the man. Edwards' family says he has dementia, and he was frightened and confused, but never combative. Martins Ferry Police Chief Barry Carpenter called the FBI in to investigate who will whitewash or federalize the city. And they say if they find there was excessive force or civil rights violations, the officer will face discipline. Why are the feds the arbiters? Why is it designed where the cities always call the feds in? See, that's and then they federalize your city and there's so many problems. I mean, these are the guys that burn down buildings full of children. It's like asking Satan in to investigate Beelzebub or Baphomet or Garen. I mean, this is just amazing. And, folks, I have a friend who has diabetes, 60-something years old. I should say I had a friend. He died a few years ago of diabetes. And he was on a walk on a greenbelt in Houston, out in the middle of nowhere with his family. This is a good guy, was a good guy, Chuck. You know, worked at a chemical plant, you know, nice guy, veteran. And, man, you know, he's got diabetes. When he's got to go, he's got to go. And so he was urinating. Cops arrested him. Now, come on, folks. I remember when I was a child, everybody did it. You know, out on some rural highway with a gas station every 70 miles, I mean, you'd see cars pulled over, you'd see trucks pulled over, you go and you wee-wee in the bushes. Again, they arrest you for this now, folks. Well, so I don't, I mean, you know, you better not do it or you'll get arrested. I mean, I've many times been driving even faster, you know, 80 miles an hour to get to a gas station when I'm on some road trip. Because I'm not about to pull over and go to jail. Man, they see you, the boom, you're going to jail. And I guarantee you that cop, when he was a kid, did the same thing. Things are changing, folks. Everything is a crime. Everything is evil we do. But this old fella has dementia, has Alzheimer's, it's admitted. And he's out there, you know, and had to relieve himself, so went to the bathroom, and the cops are so dumb, they don't know. But there's cases every week that I see where they taser somebody with a 65 IQ who's so retarded they can't even say what their name is. Answer my question, who are you? And the person obviously has extreme Down syndrome. And the person, you know, can't even talk. And they get scared and start running. Bzz, 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 tasers. You know, they fall down. I mean, what is wrong with you? Some retarded kid and you taser him in the back? What's your name? You know, there was a case where the guy's choking. They call the ambulance. He's choking, help him. The guy's falling down and stuff. The cops get there first. They go, he's choking, help him. Instead of the cop doing the Heimlich, they taser him. By the way, a couple years ago, I was in La Madeleine restaurant. It's like a French restaurant. And I'm in there with my wife and family, and I go to the bathroom, and I come out, speaking of the evil crime, I go to the bathroom, and I come out, and I hear all this ruckus, and everybody's standing around going, oh, what do we do, what do we do, what do we do? And the woman was choking, face is blue, she's stumbling around, she's choking, coughing, trying to cough it out. I push everybody aside, grab her, she had a big chunk of food in her mouth, and we get that out of her. I mean, anybody knows what to do. Well, I guess I took CPR one time, a quick course. I guess everybody doesn't know. But the point is that the cops probably would have tasered that lady. My gosh, she's bumbling around, bumping into stuff. What do you expect to happen when blood gets taken away from the brain? But that police chief from Bergen County police chief up in New Jersey, he says, oh, well, because people who do go into these shocks or choke or have problems or have diabetes and go into shock, that's why you need a chip we can scan so we know whether to taser you. I mean, see how they've always got some sick thing we need to do? All right, I've just spent 4 minutes on this, and I got a lot of news to cover, but I'm getting desensitized by the tasering. I mean, every day we've got like two or three stories. I've got to instruct my webmaster just to stop putting these up, just to create a section, a permanent link. Why have it covered in the news every day? I mean, it's just... this guy dies, this old lady gets tasered, this five-year-old, this retarded person, this person choking, this Alzheimer's patient. I mean, you know, because we don't answer your questions exactly right while we're choking or because we're retarded or you taser us. I don't know, we've had a few cases of APD shooting retarded people the last few years. Maybe it's good they're tasering them instead of killing them. Oh, you didn't follow my orders, I'm going to kill you. You didn't give a urine sample on order. I'm going to taser you twice. I mean, this stuff is legion. We'll be right back. Masses of news, masses of goals, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I'll tell you what, let's get to the revolution in military affairs, which we've been talking about for many years since Colonel Alexander put it out. And then I'll get into all this other news, then we'll take your calls. Like I said, I was in a restaurant last night and saw this in the magazine rack. Haltech failed him. Networking technologies were meant to transform the U.S. military. They didn't work in Iraq. And this is MIT's Magazine of Innovation Technology. And what issue? November 2004. So this is old. And last year there was a report by the Pentagon where they bragged that cameras and microphones, this is called total spectrum dominance. They talk about how the new threat will be domestic populations worldwide during globalization and the birth pains that will cause, and that this is really a military system here in the U.S. And they even admit Lockheed runs red light cameras, and their technicians oversee a lot of this. It's big money. Just make us the enemy and tax us to enslave us. It's a great system. But on page 38, inside the article, it says Pentagon maintains that the Iraq war had digital connectivity and many characteristics of networked warfare. Continues, information is armor. Military intellectuals call them revolutions in military affairs. Every few decades, a new technology or a new doctrine, to use the military jargon, changes the nature of war. Single technologies like gunpowder or nuclear weapons spur some of these revolutions. New doctrines like Napoleonic staff organization or Nazi blitz tactics drive others. and some are the result of many simultaneous advances, like airplanes, chemical weapons, and machine guns of World War I, which achieved new rates of slaughter. But they were still using Napoleonic charge tactics, so you got 20 million dead. The newest revolution is known to the Pentagon planners as forced transformation, Rumsfeld's baby and Marshall's baby. The idea is that robotic planes and ground vehicles empowered by an ever-expanding range of sensing, targeting, imaging, and communications capabilities, new technologies, would support terms of networked soldiers, teams of networked soldiers, a new doctrine. But they're too busy, the article goes on, looking at their sensors to ever actually fight and get into the sixth sense. They don't say that here, but I mean, they admit later that they're too busy with their junk. According to its most expansive definition, force transformation is intended to solve the problem of asymmetrical warfare in the 21st century, where U.S. forces are not directly confronted by conventional militaries, but rather must quell insurgencies, that's what they're setting up here, destroy terrorist cells, or mitigate regional instability. Among other things, more nimble network forces could employ tactics like swarming, precise coordinated strikes from many directions at once. The technologies driving the force transformation are incredibly complicated. It will take at least 31 million lines of computer code to run something called Future Combat Systems, the centerpiece of the Pentagon's transformation effort, an Army-run program expanding the cost of more than $100 billion. We're spending $76 billion in the next 6 years to create, well, half the military will be drone, half the Air Force and air services of the other services, other air groups of the other services, and half of the ground forces will be robotic, and we read that a few weeks ago. They said they want them all changed and upgraded by 2014, and this stuff really will be devastating once it's all integrated, but they talk about how it's meant to handle guerrilla war, but it doesn't really do that. Because guerrilla forces, even when you've got ground-penetrating radar drones looking through walls, it's too easy for combatants just to sit still and to act like non-combatants until you come in on them. All right, I don't want to get off into all this, but here they are admitting domestic, controlling populations. And when they were trying to sell this last year for Iraq to pay for cameras and microphones, they were trying to push all of this. They advertised and said, look at America, why we put the system in America. This is the military saying this. Those cameras in your neighborhoods, those sensors. This is out of the Globe and Mail out of Canada. Smile, you're on communist camera. Surveillance in China has gone high-tech, but people are starting to complain. And in Taiwan, they're rioting over it. They're not taking national ID cards. They're refusing in China. They're refusing to have cameras. They're actually protesting, but not in America. No, no, because we're so free. The two young lovers are embracing tenderly in a secluded spot beside Beijing Lake until they notice the video camera hidden behind the tinted glass of what appears to be a lamppost. We have that here in America. Fake, hidden cameras and transformers. The all-seeing eye of a camera has them under surveillance. Dozens of video cameras are dotted around the lake, concealed as street lamps. Each has a range of 200 meters and can swivel 360 degrees. A range of 400 feet, folks. Jin Nye, a 22-year-old secretary, jumps out of his arms with a boyfriend when it is pointed out or the camera is nearby. It violates our rights, she says angrily. Ha! And then it goes into how they're protesting. Americans, man, they do. They fight. They scream at each other in front of cameras when I'm on the Greenbelt. Are kissing all over the place, just like it doesn't exist. And forget that. They got the blimps and the helicopters now, as of 5 years ago, with ground-penetrating radar looking right through your walls. I'm not talking about infrared, folks. It shows the images, foggy images, heat resonance signatures. I'm talking about crisp images. Crisp. That's your freedom. Unbelievable. So those are that's an article that goes along with this, as well as the Richmond article. Richmond debates whether to declare a state of emergency. The mayor said that a local declaration of emergency is used when you want to bring in National Guard, impose curfews, and suspend constitutional rights and due process procedures. And we called their office today. It looks like they may pass it. Checkpoints, no rights. You just heard the mayor. Martial law. And the crime rate is down. Hold on, let me find it. Pull the article back out. The crime rate is down 6.7% since last year. But, oh, the media says gang warfare is an epidemic. So because some gang members are shooting each other, we better give up all of our freedoms. So, and it says feds, the government, cameras, checkpoints, again, the military grid. It is a military grid. Well, I already mentioned police use taser on 82-year-old Alzheimer's patient who didn't even touch them or resist, just walked away. China's Haier, I love how they give themselves Deutsch names to confuse people, launches China is a boil. China's Haier launches bold bid for U.S. appliance maker, Maytag. In another display of China's growing economic clout, appliance maker Haier has entered the bidding to take over Maytag Corp, a proud but struggling icon of U.S. white goods industry. Chinese oil company offers $18.5 billion for Unocol, whose former vice president now is the dictator of Afghanistan. A Chinese state-controlled oil company made an $18.5 billion unsolicited cash bid, igniting the first-ever takeover battle between corporations in China and the United States. The bold bid by the China National Offshore Oil Corporation, or CNOOC, it's got the Panama Canal, by the way, may be a watershed in Chinese corporate behavior and demonstrates the interesting and influence of Wall Street backed knuckle tactics. Excuse me, the increasing influence of Wall Street bare knuckled tactics in Asia. The offer also illustrates how critical oil and gas resources are to China, given its huge growth, already surpassing us this year in economic development. Oh boy, we're in trouble. And they're raising all the property taxes, they're setting up systems, bringing in more illegals to drive down wages, saying they can take the home you paid for and not even pay you a paltry sum of what it's worth. Continuing, UN uncovers torture at Guantanamo Bay. Associated Press, UN human rights experts said Thursday they have reliable accounts of detainees being tortured at all U.S. bases in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The expert also said Washington had not responded to their latest request to check on the conditions of terror suspects at the facility in eastern Cuba. That request was made in April. U.S. officials have so far allowed only the International Committee of the Red Cross to visit Guantanamo detainees, and they said it was torture. The UN human rights investigations have been trying to visit since '02. Now, let's just stop right there. I went and printed the UN's ICRC report this morning. I scanned over it. They don't see, whenever you can tell something's a shill operation or a foil, a fake attack is when they don't mention Rick Baucus, the general, quitting, refusing to torture. They don't mention the interrogators and interpreters quitting. They don't mention members of the staff saying they were beat up and abused. They don't mention the Alberto Gonzalez's own statements. See, it's all semantical. Oh, we don't torture, but torture, it isn't even torture to beat someone to death. See, so they just don't call that torture now. It's like Bush says there'll be no more amnesty. He's just going to legalize everyone, but that's not amnesty, so it's not amnesty. No, it's just total legalization. So by doing this now, see, you're with the UN if you're against the torture. Oh, well, you must be a UN lover. Meanwhile, the UN's conducting torture all over the planet. And then they'll bring forward fake evidence and be discredited. They never stop. UN uncovers torture at Guantanamo Bay. So that article's there for you. Al Jazeera reports Pentagon sued by U.S. soldier over Gitmo beating. Our comment is, if they're doing this to their own people, just imagine what they're doing to the Muslims. An American soldier who was seriously beaten when he posed as a foreign detainee during a training drill at Guantanamo is suing the Pentagon for $15 million. Special Sean Baker, was medically retired from the military after he suffered a traumatic brain injury. I mean, it's... They stomped him so hard in 03. A 38-year-old military policeman, is he with Al-Qaeda too, was assaulted after he volunteered to wear an orange jumpsuit and portray an uncooperative detainee. Baker said his fellow MPs were told that he was an unruly detainee who had been assaulting an American sergeant, severely beat him, leaving him with seizures, blackouts, headaches, insomnia, and psychological problems. The Army had to give him full medical discharge and funds because it's true. A lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Lexington, Kentucky. Baker asked the Army to reinstate him in a position that would accommodate his medical condition, so the Army put him on medical retirement against his wishes. So, that's the freedom. We talked about this about a year ago when it first came out. I mean, boy, beaten. They've had a whole bunch of deaths in there, but they claim they're natural deaths. Lots of suicide attempts. And by the way, whenever they bust one of their people that torture somebody to death, they'll speak out, and then they'll arrest them, their own guards, and charge them under the Patriot Act where they can't defend themselves. Oh, yeah, do you know they're charging guards in Iraq and Afghanistan and in other areas where they have over 100 camps? When they beat somebody to death and somebody finds out, they get in trouble, and then they go to jail, and then they can't even have a regular trial? So you better think about that out there listening. U.S. poised to rule on cloned livestock, meat and milk. This is Financial Times of London. Meat and milk cloned from farm animals is about to be declared safe, and the evidence shows it's not safe. It changes the proteins in the meat for human consumption by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, one of the world's most powerful regulatory bodies. A favorable risk assessment from the FDA is expected to start the commercial exploitation of cloning to improve livestock quality around the world. FDA officials told the Bio05 biotech industry conference that they had completed a four-year assessment process and concluded that cloned animals and their progeny would be safe to eat as conventional bred animals. They also found that cloning was acceptable for the viewpoint of animal welfare. Scientists said the first pork and beef from cloned animals could reach the market next year. John Matheson, senior regulatory scientist at the FDA, said that uncertainty in U.S. government about the ethics of cloning had delayed publication of the assessment. The FDA is bought and paid for by these people. Continuing, Rove criticizes liberals on 9/11. See, now you're a liberal. Karl Rove came to the heart of Manhattan last night to talk about the decline of liberalism in politics, saying Democrats responded weakly to September 11th and had placed American troops in greater danger by criticizing their actions. Is that why Bush has a 20-something approval rating? Conservatives saw the savagery of 9/11. We did see your savage attack. In the attacks and prepared for war, liberals saw the savagery of the 9/11 attacks and waited to prepare indictments and offer therapy and understanding for our attackers. Pure garbage. George Bush is a liberal by all of your yardsticks. HRP, treating children as young as 4 for bipolar disease. You didn't get the memo. It's as young as 18 months. Two-thirds of foster children plus in Texas are on it, and most other states on an average of 4 psychotropics. A report in the Wall Street Journal should raise serious concerns about the legitimacy of psychiatric diagnosing and drug prescribing for children. The journal reports that close to 20,000 U.S. children are being diagnosed with bipolar disorder, much higher than that, a condition that had until recently been very rarer, according to respondents of child psychiatrists. The number of children diagnosed as bipolar rose 26% from 2002 to 2004 to 19,776 cases, according to patient records kept by healthcare information company NDCH Health Corps. Increasing use of antidepressant medicines such as the Seroquel and Risperdal was a big driver in psychiatric drug costs last year, according to pharmacy benefit manager Medco Health Solutions, people that sell this. And then it goes on to talk about how deadly it is. Let's take a few calls here. I got more news. We'll see if we can get to it. Mark in Texas. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, hello, Alex.
Hi.
I think you and your readers have noticed that the elite in Britain and the elite in America are doing the same things at the same time to their people. Almost
same thing in New Zealand, Australia, Canada. I call it the echelon group of countries.
Well, it's as if they're reading from the same playbook, and that's, of course, because they are reading from the same playbook.
They've even got programs with the same name, sir.
Okay, well, this program I have in mind was announced this January in the U.K. to demolish 20,000 homes around Britain. Nice Victorian homes. They're not blighted. They're just fine. But John Prescott, the housing secretary, wants to abolish or demolish 20,000 homes and throw those people out on the street.
And not give them, I saw that, give them proper compensation. And now the Supreme Court's saying the same thing here.
Yeah, and so it's just a worldwide phenomenon. And Supreme Court tries to abolish private property this morning. The lead story on the so-called news networks is this missing girl in Aruba. It's just crazy.
And people ask why they focus on that, because Stalin said one person dying is a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic, and so they know that they can create a serial soap opera. And by the way, their ratings are plummeting. No one even wants to watch it. A few weak minds do. And so that way they get to have filler.
Yep.
And I'm not saying she doesn't have value, but give me a break, folks.
Okay, well, Keep up the work. Goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah, the media found with the Lindbergh trial that this stuff did get ratings. Now they know it doesn't get ratings. They just do it to have filler. Michael in Ohio. Go ahead, Michael.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
On the martial law, when did that officially go into effect? In the 40s or 50s?
In the early 1930s, when Roosevelt got in, they began to expand martial law. State police are really federal police. I've got the charters on that, setting up martial law. And they're always just, we've been under martial law for a long time, but we had parallel freedom still running alongside it. Now they're dismantling the last vestiges of that.
Do congressmen and senators have to be versed in that when they sign any bills into law?
Well, they declare a new state of emergency every year.
So when a person writes to their congressmen or senators, they have to check with martial law first?
Yes, since 1933.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call. It's just, oh, we always redeclare the new emergency. There's always a reason. There's always some pomp reason. All right, take a few final calls. On the other side of this quick transmission, this quick break, don't forget, I'll be showing my film next Monday, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Folks, let's go ahead and go to John in Florida. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, I want
yes,
to
welcome.
Discuss something that ties into one of the last news articles you read there about the Chinese wanting to buy up Maytag, as well as Unocal, I believe the oil company is.
Yes.
I'm sure earlier this week you were aware that our president had, I believe, at the White House, the prime minister or the premier of Vietnam, a communist country.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the biggest laugh I had this week was when the pundits were saying how the Vietnamese are going to be buying American products.
Yeah, all that's happening is our industries are moving to slave countries.
Yeah, I know Nike's over there. And I mean, I can remember when Henry Kissinger left Paris with the peace talks over there during, you know, the Nixon administration and flew off to Beijing to open up, you know, China for the West. Not only us, the United States, but the West, meaning Europe. We've seen the gradual, you know, relocation of American
companies. Well, Bush Sr. lived there for years and posed for lots of photos with a picture of Mao with his wife.
They were saying the same.
Yeah, no, this has been a plan, a strategic plan.
Yeah, and they were
breaking us economically with China.
Well, they were saying it would democratize China. As far as I know, China is still a red communist country. So, you know, I invite your comments and whatever on that.
Well, I hear you. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Terry in Texas, last caller. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, this is Charles.
Okay, Charles in Texas. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard you mention World Vision earlier. Have you ever heard that World Vision had a lot to do with Jonestown?
Yes, and I mean, the father of John Hinckley Jr. that supposedly shot Reagan was the head of World Vision, and was they had meetings, you know, dinners with the Bushes scheduled, and we also have the guy that shot John Lennon was World Vision.
Yeah, he was in a Laotian camp or something.
By the way, this is admitted, folks. Hey. And see, they use, you know, fake... sociologists, fake missionary groups, fake aid groups as fronts. And World Vision clearly has been used as a front.
What, did World Vision have the land that was used for the Jonestown?
No, I just know that there has been reported on some connections. Not as strong as to Hinckley and then also the gentleman that shot, I use that term lightly, shot John Lennon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, and my mouth fell open a few months ago. Well, these other Patriot networks, I was listening. And that was a World Vision ad. And I called up and I said, you know, there's a World Vision ad on there? Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty weird. I was like, man, World Vision ads. But again, maybe they didn't know. I mean, they masquerade as a Christian conservative group. And very scary folks. Very, very scary. You know, I'm not a big animal rights activist, but I do believe you shouldn't torture the animals. And whales, folks, are just majestic creatures. Mammals raise their young, you know, nurse their young, love their young. They get very sad when family pod members die. And the Japanese, quote, for research, are slaughtering whales en masse. This is out of MSNBC. And serving them at hamburger places. Mmm, Japan restaurant chain uses whale burgers and... whales really have been decimated, and I just shame on the Japanese. I mean, folks, eating elephants, eating whales, it's just, you got to have some decency. I'm not against primitive Inuits in Alaska and other areas taking a few whales. That's part of their culture. But the Japanese, you know, for hamburger chains, selling whale, it's disgusting. Hey, final showing of Martial Law next Monday. Get your tickets online at InfoWars.com at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Or you can simply get them at the door. It'll probably sell out again, so you better get them quick. And if you want a hard copy of Martial Law, 888-253-3139. Or order them via InfoWars.com, 888-253-3139. And I hope to see you out there Sunday to help George Pulley and his widow fix their house up here in Austin. God bless you all. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.